Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Joining us this morning, Corinne Carey, who's the campaign director for Compassion in Choices, a group trying to push forward with medical aid in dying in New York. Corinne, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. This bill has been on the governor's desk for some time now, several months at this point, and the time is running out on her decision on whether or not she will sign it. What do you understand right now as being the key thing, or maybe a few points that are holding this on the governor's desk and preventing a decision from being made?
I think that what your listeners need to understand is that the governor is sent more than 1,000 bills after the legislature adjourns in June. And so she's been diligently working through each one of those. And there was always a chance that medical aid in dying would be the last bill that she makes a decision on. So I'm not so sure it's substantive issues more than it is the normal course of business where you have to wait a long time after a bill is passed before the governor makes a decision. But we know that the clock is ticking, and in fact, the clock moves differently for people who have limited time left, that is, people who are dying. And so every day that goes by that this bill is not signed is another day that people don't have the peace of mind of knowing that they can have a gentle death.
So we're waiting now until the end of the year, just days left, to see what the governor does, sign it or not. Do you think the governor's race next year figures into this?
I think the governor's race figures into it for anyone who's thinking about this issue. I know that the governor herself has said that she's listening to everyone. I know she's reached out and deliberated and thought about this issue, and I think that that's the job of a governor. You know, I think it's important for her to understand where people stand. But what she's hearing is that more than 62 statewide organizations have signed on in support. What she's seeing is that in poll after poll, New Yorkers support giving people the option of asking their doctor for medication that they can take at a time of their own choosing to die if their suffering becomes unbearable. I think she's hearing that New Yorkers support this by 2-1 in poll after poll after poll. And so if you look at the facts of what this bill does, and it's very carefully constructed with guardrails and safeguards to give people the bodily autonomy they deserve while protecting vulnerable New Yorkers. If you look at the polls, if you examine what this bill represents, it represents a commitment to bodily autonomy, to compassion, and it's something that I think she will sign.
Does there need to be a waiting period included in this bill? Because there's not right now.
I don't believe so, and let me tell you why. It's because when people reach the decision to request medical aid in dying, they've been deliberating about it for a long time. It may be difficult to line up everything that you need to make it through the process, and in fact, it takes an average of 6 weeks to make it through the process, even in states that have waiting periods. In California, they had a waiting period, and Kaiser Permanente did a study and found that far too many people in that state were dying while they were suffering and waiting on that waiting list. And it may be because it took them so long to get through the process that 7 more days was just unbearable. Well, California addressed that by allowing a doctor to waive that waiting period if someone would die, was expected to die while they were waiting. So I think that if the governor asks for a waiting period with this bill, asks the legislative leaders to amend the bill to include a waiting period, I think there's got to be a waiver.
This is the furthest this bill has ever gotten in New York. If the governor doesn't sign it, does the bill die and this whole thing have to start all over again?
Yes, unfortunately it does. And for me, that's a hard thing to think about because we've lost 29 people from across the state who've walked the halls of Albany, begged their lawmakers for this. And I'm not talking about people who just, you know, write in or respond to a poll. These are people who in their dying days decided that this would be the issue that they wanted to make a difference in before they die. Many of them knew that this law would not pass for them to use it, but they were very clear that they didn't want anyone else to suffer the way that they had. Bernadette Hoppe, a local attorney here in Buffalo and a friend of mine, she died suffering and begging her lawmakers for this option. Dr. Bob Milch, who founded Hospice Buffalo, he suffered at the end of his life, despite how well-connected he was to systems of care in New York. And Jennifer Milich, a woman who is a tremendous Buffalo Bills fan. They all were, actually. And she too, died suffering, recording videos from her dying bed. And now her son, Ethan, has picked up the mantle and fights for this option because he doesn't want to see anyone suffer like his mother did.
Well, we'll see what happens in the coming days as the calendar ticks down to the end of the year. Corinne, thanks so much. Corinne Carey joining us with Compassion and Choices. That group is lobbying in support of the Medical Aid in Dying Act.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.